The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tongue, I'm not the thing to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical, mathematical, practical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 1st of May, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, Malum, McGirl, the Burning of Malloy, the Taylor of Armors, the Brew of Beer, and the Rhythm of Heaven, the Charm, and the Evening of the
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkman's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkman?
Doing okay.
Doing all right. Excellent. All right, well, that's all we have for the night, folks. How was your day today?
It was good.
Yeah?
Oh,
was good.
There's more up here.
More? Okay, well. All right, well, you're apparently doing something again. That's all right.
I'm just running around the city outside of Sky Shrine. There seems to be more quests up here than there were before.
Dracor.
Dracor, is that the city?
I think so. Anyway.
I know that there's a lot of repeatable quests up here, which are kind of like, how do you want me to do what again?
Yeah, I noticed a lot of repeatable quests. Well, not a lot.
Sorry, that was a really big yawn, but that's what I feel about repeatable quests.
Yeah, I know the feeling. There are a few repeatable quests in the, what is the entrance area called? Well, once you get to the Withered Lands.
I thought that was a Withered Lands.
Well, yeah, but the entrance area is actually called something. But anyway, you get there, and I'm trying to go through all of the quests. And, you know, I had quests all over the place that, you know, that were just cluttering up my screen. So, all right, let's delete all of these. And I'm going to start at the entrance and try to work my way back. You know? Clear an area, then move to the next area. You know, that kind of thing. And... just, you want more wolf meat and beetles, huh? And you go back, oh god, it's a repeating quest. And then I go to the next guy. Oh, you want seeds, and again. Alright, yeah, I feel the same way about repeating quests. Once or twice is fine, but I'm not going to spend all day doing the same damn thing over and over again. Some people may like that kind of thing. Hey, it's easy. I know where everything is. I figured out how to do this, this, and this, and this, and it's easy experience. Yeah, it is easy experience, but, gets a little boring after a
while. First time through is okay. Second time through, as far as, well, I need some more, that's fine. But after that, it's like, really?
Yeah,
For what reason?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, so it's kind of like the it's kind of like the Fire Beetle quests from EverQuest 1 in Freeport. What are you doing with these Fire Beetle eyes? Are you making that? What? What? I'm trying to talk and you're gasping and stuff. What?
I'm going to cry.
What?
It says I'm level 90.
What?
I'm serious. I am looking at my experience bar. It says level 90.
You got
What's
rolled
going
back.
On here?
You got I got rolled back a couple days, I think.
What happened?
My AA tree got reset. To nothing. I mean, not I have, you know, I have 192.
This is weird.
What? What is it?
Well, I go in the options and look under my character information. It says 92. But the experience bar says 90. What's going on?
Are you using the default UI or a custom?
Yours.
You're using mine.
I guess so. It's got the bar across the top.
It's all leafy and stuff?
No.
It's not all leafy?
No. But you
have... it's not mine.
Well, is it the default one?
Last time I looked at your screen, you were using the default. Okay, well, if you hit I and your inventory comes up and your general information says you're level 92 or whatever it is you are, then you're fine. It sounds like there's something wrong with your a display issue with the UI, like Janinja saying, "Oh, Janinja." Yeah, sounds like there is a issue with your UI.
I nearly had a heart attack.
Well, I thought I had gotten rolled back when I logged in today because all of my AAs have been reset. I don't know why. I started running. I'm like, I'm going awfully slow. And I look up. It's like my run speed is 6%. How the hell is my run speed 6%? So I look in my alternative advancement window. It says I have 292 AAs to use.
You said that you were thinking about doing it. Maybe you started it, got tired, and logged out.
No, I wasn't even in Kinos. You know, to see the AA person to do it. So, yeah, I don't know why I got reset. I thought, you know, when you said you were back to 90, maybe you got rolled back or something.
Well, I was wondering.
I don't know.
All's good in the world. Keep going.
All right.
It was the beginning area.
I don't even remember what the hell we were talking about now.
You were talking about the beginning area.
Fire beetle eyes. Fire beetle eyes. What are you doing with those fire beetle eyes? Are you making a necklace? Are you putting them on sticks and people are using them like sparklers?
Well, they're not asking for fire beetle eyes back.
Oh, yeah,
there.
I was talking
you to
about...
thin the population out in the woods. I mean, there's the wolves and then there's plants and...
panthers and yeah.
Yeah.
So I
did the original quest and then I did the repeatable one once just to get it counted.
Uh-huh.
And I moved on.
Is it just me? How is your experience rolling along?
Well, I have done all the quests.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I did all I also stopped and did all the crafting quests. Then I moved on to the next area, the Withering Lands, and did all the quests.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera, and so on. I finally dinged 92. The other day in one of doing one of the Sky Shrine quests itself. Was with a group.
Alright.
True Fight said he got 91 or 92 before he even left the beginning area, so I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he was sucking down potions or something, but I thought the progression was fine. I don't think I leveled up too quickly.
I wasn't expecting, you know, to do, you know, I don't game 40 hours a week like I used to, but I expected to be at least 91 at this point, and I'm only at 41% adventure level. Trista's verifying that it's very slow for her, too, and, you know, I wasn't expecting to max out in a week, but I really was expecting to be at least 91 by the time we had the show today. I'm not even halfway through the level.
Well, where are you in... you jumped up to the swamp. I know that. You said you were going to go back.
I went everywhere. I've cleared out a lot of quest lines. And I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I'm not using any potions currently because I don't have any potions. But I don't know.
Can you say you did all the quests between the beginning area and the swamp?
No. I can't say I've done all of them, but I figured with the sheer amount of, you know, over the weekend I was in quite a bit. I was in on Saturday and Sunday a lot longer than I normally are. You know?
I think you need to go back and catch up all the quests and work your way up the valley. Gotta do them all.
Gotta catch them all.
Because by the time I made it to Sky Shrine area, the town just before Sky Shrine, and I was doing the quest in there, I had Ding 91. And I thought that was pretty good, you know, because,
I'll just continue on. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to level too quickly, because that's just boring. But, you know, when I am playing a lot more than I usually do, and I'm not seeing the experience rolling along, it does get a little frustrating.
Quit looking at the friggin' experience bar and get into the quest lines. I don't even pay attention to my experience bar, except tonight I looked at when it said 90 and I kind of freaked. But other than that, I usually don't pay attention to that. I'm more interested in the quest lines and what I'm doing and picking up shinies and all
that
good stuff.
You're not killing groups getting shinies, are you?
No. It's just me and Blurt.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Ready? And hey, look, there's a shiny over here.
Nah, it's just me and Blurt.
Blurt. Why'd you name him Blurt?
That's his name, Blurt.
Because he just blurts out stuff?
Oh, he's pretty quiet.
All right.
Sometimes he's a jerk. Sometimes he's a dork.
He's a jerk.
He's an asshat sometimes.
Okay, then.
That's why I made him wear the kitty face for a while.
I have been using my Merc. I have been using my Merc. I have an Archon, which I guess is a Inquisitor.
You have the Rat.
I have the Rotonga, and I made him up to look just like Cheez-It.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I've named him Cheez-It. So Cheez-It and Jethel are hunting.
And me and Blurt are hanging out. Blurt's, like I said, Blurt has... I had one of the Rotonga Inquisitors. Yes, thank you. Inquisitors. And he wasn't worth jack to me. He let me die. He never tried to press me or nothing. It was like, that's it. You're out of here. You're fired. So I went and found me a Defiler.
Okay, Valander is telling us that the Archon is a Templar. All right. Role-play-wise, Sarest is asking if Cheez-It has become a priest. No, role-play-wise, Cheez-It is still stabbying and stuff like that, but for a Merc, I went with the Rotonga just so Jethel and Cheez-It can go out. So don't worry, Cheez-It's still going to be stabby all over the place. So.
But I'm happy with my Defiler. He's actually rezzed group members. He's rezzed me. The only thing he does that really just wants me to take him out and throttle him is, you know, if we get into any sort of water, he has to cast that EB on us that makes you sink to the bottom and walk, which is not bad, except if you're, like, in the hole and you're crossing that water, you can't swim across. You sink. And there's no ladder to get up off the other side, so you're...
Oh, yes, I remember that when I was grouping with you.
I told you to kill it before we even went into the
water. Yeah.
Yeah. But I took his kitty hat face off, and he's got my pirate hat on, and I got him dressed up in black like me. And
So during the course of the quest, I have been enjoying the quest lines, by the way. So kudos to the folks writing the storylines, stuff like that. We did find out why the Withered Lands have been corrupted.
I don't give it away if these guys have not been all the way to...
Okay, we'll give it a little time longer. But I'll just say, continue with your storylines, and you will find out what happened to the Awakening Lands. That's all I'll say on it.
Yeah.
And I went, no!
Yeah.
You jerks!
Well, what do you expect? Yeah, I kind of went, what? No. Really? Oh, that's not good. dead.
Yeah.
And we found out what happened to Roald Dahl.
Yeah. Oh, poor little
Roald
Dahl.
I found pieces of him.
Yep. Pieces of him all over the place.
Her, him, whichever.
Her, actually.
It's her.
It's a her. Yeah, I don't think it's a big secret. Roald Dahl is dead.
I found a quest item. On one of the Hogrish. So how do you say their names?
Hogrish. Yeah.
If you kill enough of them, you get this little item that drops. It's a white. Let me scroll back. It'll probably be on Zam soon. I've been dumping a lot of stuff on Zam. I'm looking for it.
It's a thing.
No.
What kind of thing? A white thing.
It's a white dragon scale. Yeah, a white dragon scale.
White dragon scale.
Capital A, capital W. And what it will do is it'll give you a quest to collect 12 more. And you have to collect them from the Valley of the Fallen.
Right.
Which is where one of the battles the dragons had.
The Skywinds, whatever the hell they're called, the Drakes have a similar quest, where one of them drops a thing and you have to get another 12 of them or something like that.
I'm looking for the stupid thing. Here we go.
The thing.
You know, it's not bad. I'll probably put it on because it's better than what I got on now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go.
Which is sad. Because what I got on is, you know.
Do-do-do-do-do.
This is what I've got on now. Wrong button.
I have the corrupted soul chain link, which is the one right under that. Maybe link
that. But this is better than the Forest Stalker. Oops. Tink.
There, that's what I have on currently. The corrupted soul chain link. Chest guard. It was just a little, you know, I'm finding a lot of the armor that's dropping is less in the way of, like, I want to say armor class. Ah! What happened to my chest plate? Oh, I double-clicked it and accidentally unequipped it. Whoops! I opened up my inventory and it's gone. I'm like, ah!
The white dragon scale is from killing. You will get it as a drop, a body drop, off of the Hogrish.
Hogrish.
Whatever, the flying monkey guys. The Withering Lands and the swamp is where I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to progress it, you have to go past the swamp to the Valley of the Fallen, where there's more Hogrish.
Monkey man!
Monkey guys.
Monkey men flinging poop from 20 feet in the air.
Where the dragon bones are. And you have to collect 12 of them.
Janinja, I know you're listening because I see you in the channel there. Hologresh flinging poop would be so awesome.
I heard they're supposed to pick their nose or something, but I sat and watched one forever. He never did nothing.
Hmm. I have not stayed near a Hologrish long enough to see any kind of idle animation. You know, if a Hologrish comes near me, they're dead.
Hologrish.
Now, in EverQuest 1, I don't think the Hologrish were aggressive. I mean, I remember quests where you had to hunt them, but I don't think they were kill on sight.
Yeah, they were.
They were? Are you sure?
Yeah, there was some nasty ones.
Okay.
You forgot the Withering Lands. There was a lot of stuff in there that would attack you.
I remember the raptors. I know we had a regular group that went out to hunt raptors.
Oh, Hogrish would get you, and the Hogrish. Did I say it right, finally?
Hogrish, yeah.
Janinja's probably cringing. Oh my gosh, she's slaughtering the name!
Well, that's par for the course with you, really.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I've been noticing all of the new armor that's out with these quest lines in the Withering Lands. For me, I had the Cold Ain, armor. from Thurgodon. And it's like, okay, the mitigation, just a little bit less than the cold Coldane stuff, but the stats, better. Or I should say, the blue stats. You know, the modifications, the attack speed, the multi-attack chance, stuff like that, better. Much better. But mitigation and the green stats, just a little less. So I'm taking a chance, and I'm going with the new stuff.
Well, it seems like the better one is the Witherling.
Witherlands?
No, Witherling.
Withering.
Soul Link, Chain Link chest card, because it seems like there's a lot of those that I've chosen over my Forest Stalker lacerating stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with Sarest, who says in the channel there that the blue stats are really what you want to look at nowadays. I have to agree with that.
Blue stats?
Yeah, like the attack speed, the multi-attack chance.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Crit bonus, stuff like that.
Uh-huh, because that really counts a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Trista mentions, you know, since Jininja is listening, maybe perhaps he can look into that. The drop rate for osmium ore has not been fixed, according to Trista. It doesn't look like it's been fixed. So there we go. Now, here I was, being all proud of myself, getting the in-flight collection. I need, like, the rare. Here I am, all proud of myself. I can spot the nodes.
Which one do you need?
Let me check. But I can spot the nodes from half the zone away. I've got my my display settings up that high, right? So, ooh, there's a pinpoint. I can see a one-pixel pinpoint that's not moving. That is not moving, and it doesn't seem to be a graphical glitch or anything like that. And, you know, if I'm, like, flying somewhere to a quest location, I'm like, ah, I can come back to this quest location. Flight collection! I ended up getting, like, two or three of just about everything else if I were giving them away.
I finished it.
Yeah. So here I was being all proud of myself for being able to pinpoint those things from half a zone away, and you've already finished the fucking thing.
Well, I finished all the collections in the Withering Lands, and I've turned all my pictures and snapshots and stuff into Zam. Because I had thought that.
You know, you don't have to email them, hon. All you got to do is create an account and upload them right to the site.
Well, I didn't know what I'd... Anyway, they're there, and we're credited, yeah. So... And Kithakor's credited.
Oh, cool. No, Zam has several screenshots by me, but I sign in and upload them. Okay, I am looking for, apparently, the Essence of the Protectors. And these, by the way, if you're flying above certain areas, is where you'll find them. Like, the Swarm. Wow. The Essence of Swarm is by the Hives. The Essence of the Combine is above the entrance area to the Withered Lands. Stuff like that. So I'm looking for the Essence of Protectors and Deep Water. Where is their water?
I think they're talking about, like, the deep water. I've got Essence of Deep Water.
Oh, okay.
I got two of them.
Give me.
Well, come up to,
if I zone,
the city
we're
outside of Sky Shrine.
If I zone, we're going to lose the stream. So I'll get
where
it later.
Where are you?
I'll get it later. I'm in my house.
Oh. Well, yeah.
So, I like to come here because it's low lag. So I'll come see you later for that. Or you can mail it to me, whatever. But I'm not having a lot of problems with the mobs. I think it's a good challenge. They're not too easy. They're not too hard. With my Merc healing me, they're no problem at all for me, actually. I took a triple up heroic or something like that, and like, oh god, I'm probably gonna have my first death in the Withered Lands here. Let's see. Oh, really? I never got below 90%. That's awesome. And I am horrible, by the way. I'm a very cruel friend to Cheez It. I've been pet pulling with Cheez It, with my Merc.
Oh my god!
I've been pet pulling with my Merc, and it's funny because he doesn't fly. It's funny to watch him scurry across the ground, crawl and climb up a tree. To get a Holgrush and then bring it back.
Just so you can kill it.
Hey, Stabby! And he comes right back. And then I tell him to back off, and he comes back. It's funny. That's just some funny stuff. All right. No, Janinja, do not say the Witherlands were too easy. No! Bad! Bad. I'm going to create the Gnomapult. Anyway. Okay. Before we go much further ahead, let's talk about birthdays. I have a list.
You have a list?
I got a list of birthdays. Well, we were gone for a week, so I included the people from last week, too. All right, so let's see. And, just so you guys know, I apologize for the condition of the podcast. For some reason, distortions like crazy. Everything seems to be way too loud. I have attempted to adjust the volume levels, and hopefully they'll be fine for the next podcast that I post. We'll find out. Okay. Birthdays. We got a ton of them. So let's go ahead and start with the ones that we missed because we weren't here last week because my allergies were kicking my ass. Spellbinder Ragu. I'm assuming that's a character name. Although that would be a cool name to have in real life. Let's see. According to your application, your name is Spellbinder Ragu. Really? So, Spellbinder Ragu, yes. Rob Salisbury, I'm assuming real name. That would be kind of a boring character name, don't you think? Hail to thee, Rob. Shira, S-O-E. Starly Shadowhawk. And one of my favorite names, Kanana the Frog. Those are the ones we missed from last week. I'm going to delete those from my list so I don't repeat them. Okay. This week, today I believe actually, is Neversee. We had Neversee on the show a couple months ago, house designer. Neversee, birthday is today. Killara, she's been on the show before when we were talking about Dark Elves. Also listed here is, okay, it's Killara Baker, and I also see a Kekashi Baker. I'm assuming same person, but they were on my list twice. Okay. Maya Chow. Maya Chow, birthday this week. Mandy Brown, birthday this week. Our buddy the geek, Trevor Orlock. Online Gaming Radio and also WarhammerGeek.com. Senior Guide, Sharissa. Well, it says Sharissa Senior. But Senior Guide, Sharissa. Erickson. Erickson Brawlard? Brawlard? Brawlard. Okay. And my Uncle Leo. So congratulations and happy birthday to you folks. And here come the birthday trolls. Congratulations. Living yet another year. I suppose I should check abepagoda.com. Let's see. Abepagoda.com says, Abe Pagoda is alive!
Hooray!
All right. So, Withered Lands. I'm having a good time. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Elizabethan was asking, how do you get on the birthday shout-out list? I take it from Facebook, so if your birthday is posted public or friend, it'll show up on my calendar. So there you go.
Or you let us know.
Or just let us know, and I'll make a note of it. So there we go. All right. So what else we got going on here? Oh, coming up in our second hour, we will talk El Quinjena's Time in Sky Shrine.
Oh, can I do my brag?
Don't you want to wait till your Sky Shrine
time? This is different than Sky Shrine. I was off, still working my way up the valley, and one of my guildmates says, hey, have you gotten the elite apprentice yet? I went, no, I haven't been to Sky Shrine yet. I haven't got that far. Well, you know, they were going through it and wanted to know if I wanted to go with them to learn the ropes. I was like, yeah, sure. So we go into the hardest one.
Uh-oh.
And they're telling me what we don't have to do the whole thing. They're just showing me how to sneak in and get over to the elite and how to do that ring event to get the elite.
Uh-huh.
It's a small ring event you have to do before you get the elite. And you know, we're walking through there pretty quick, and it's like, you know, this is pretty good. We're doing pretty good, you know. You want to, you know, clear the zone? And they, you know, I talk them into clearing the zone, so we proceed to clear the zone and do all the names, and they're giving me warnings about some of them, you know, this one's got kick, you know, knockback and stuff like that.
Right.
But, you know. So we're down to the boss mob, and they're telling me that they're... them and another guildmate could not do it. They tried five different times, and they just couldn't do it. It killed them. So I'm standing there thinking, you know, this is supposed to be a solo or duo instance, you know, and this thing is supposed to have knockback and adds and power drain and all sorts of other nasty, creepy things. And I'm thinking, how in the world? That sounds like more of a group thing.
Right.
There has to be a trick to this. So, you know, I start thinking like a ranger and go, well, you know, let's sneak around back. Because this thing is standing in front of a building.
Mm-hmm.
So we sneak around back and we get positioned and we take it down in 5 seconds. It's
nice.
Dead before it gets to us. And she's like, huh?
What?
Guildmates are going, what?
What?
I was giggling and snickering. What? I was trying to go to sleep, but all of a sudden I'd bust up laughing.
Mm.
There's times in game when you do something that makes you feel like, yeah,
I'm the man.
Specs.
She the woman. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Ranger's motto. If it's dead before it gets to us, who needs a tank? So, anyway, I was really happy and joyful for about it. I mean, that put me up on a high for over a week.
Nice.
I mean, I don't know if any... I've talked to, like, Urs, and I said, hey, did you do the boss in the big, mean, you know, the high-level, the hard solo duo instance? And no, he couldn't do it, even with his mark. I'm like, oh, okay. I did it in 5 seconds. You know, So I'm wondering to wonder if it was a fluke or not. So this past week I went, okay, well, I'm going to take Bert with me and we're going to go to this hard instance. So I got another mark and I think I'll give that to Crema. And I came up against the boss again. I'm thinking, well, here I'm going to find out if it's me or it's because it was her or if it was a fluke.
Right.
Want to know what happened?
What happened?
5 seconds.
Nice.
So it's like, booyah! You stood behind me and watched me.
I did indeed.
Now, in between this time, I had gotten all my prestige points up.
Mm-hmm.
I was already maxed on my AA, so like 10 prestige points, drop in the bucket. So I have this new little ability that recycles your my sniper shot.
Yeah.
20%. And that's a good solid 20% because it happens quite a bit for me.
Nice.
So you stood behind me when I did it, and I hit it, and Sniper saw it cycle back right up, and it was like, yes! And it was dead at my feet.
Well, that's definitely the line I'm going to be choosing on that prestige line.
Yeah, I've been reading up on the Ranger stuff, and it seems like the left-hand side is the choice.
I honestly can't imagine why anyone would choose the right side.
Well, it may be because it's Scout. It's not just for Rangers.
Oh, it's not just Ranger. Okay.
I don't think so. No, I think it's Scout.
Well, no. I mean, a Rogue certainly wouldn't get a sniper shot. I don't know.
But. Well, it would be between us and Assassins, I thought. Well, let's look at it.
Well, they don't have sniper shot.
What is it? Is it just all Rangers prestige?
No, they get some kind of epic backstab thing.
Those are all Ranger spells, so I don't see any Rangers ever not having that. Then again, I don't ever play any other classes that might have
Assassins.
Rain and,
assassins don't have them.
Advanced scouting and stuff like that. So yeah, maybe it's just I don't know. Just pick the left side; you'll be safe.
Yeah. So Rangers, pick the left side.
So is anybody else, I want to know, you know, I've gotten over my little gloat, it's stickering and laughing and you know, thinking that I'm Uber for just a couple minutes. Has anybody else done the boss in the hard solo yet in Sky Shrine? Speak up now.
I have not.
Or know of somebody who has.
So,
Valadur has. Ceres did. Right, Jackie. It's not as hard as it was presented to me, or we're just really good.
Or maybe the team that tried it before you that they said it was hard times of, maybe they just had a bad time for some reason.
They pulled it straight on to them, which gave it time to react.
Right.
I'm behind. And I'm hitting it with a sniper shot. I'm hitting it with a rear shot. You know, both of these do set stuns, and they slow it.
Mm-hmm.
I had my exploit weakness pop up at that time. I used that. My sniper shot recycled at that point, you know, on my second time through. So the idea was stunning the crap out of him and
right.
then just burning him down.
So there's your tip for what was the name of the dragon? Do you remember?
I do not remember.
Okay. Well, boss in that area, pull from behind and have a ranger with you, or you'll die a horrible, horrible death.
Well, the problem is having a ranger with you is some of the other bosses in there, you need a healer. Like, there's three of them in there. There's a priest, a warrior, and a mage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that the pattern is you take the mage down, then the priest, and then the warrior.
Ah.
And I've had to have Bert heal me through that one because I can't take the hits.
All right. Valander is saying the name of the beastie is Tilgoth.
Mm-hmm.
Tilgoth. All right.
Big back black dragon.
It's not often that you get combat tips on the Devil's Little Wing Show, or that we actually give you useful information. So take this one to heart.
But I really enjoyed that. I just loved that. I didn't think neither one of us thought we were going to make it through it. It was like, well, we'll give it a shot. All we could do is die. And then it died in 5 seconds. And I would have paid anything to see the look on her face. I know her mouth dropped open with a,
Because
all Kushi would say was, oh my god, Elk, when you're lethal.
There is a reason that we call you Lady Death.
When
Elk Wind is around.
About that for a few more weeks. It's just one of those things that happen that, you know, you just kind of stick away.
Yeah.
You remember. It's cool.
It's really as simple as this. When Elk Wind's around, things die. Usually me. But, yeah. I actually just had a rare occurrence.
Mm.
Someone by the name of Kasari on the Antonia Bell server just sent me a tell. And the conversation went something like this. You know, I stumbled across your song list. I'm listening to them now and laughing my ass off. She's never heard of me before. Or she's heard of me. but didn't know I did my songs. For that matter, she wasn't even listening to the show. I just gave her the link to tune in. So I'm known, but not for my stuff. That's just kind of weird.
Well, you know, what happens in Vegas doesn't necessarily stay in Vegas. Just kidding.
Oh, God. No, but you know, but that's kind of like going up to, it's kind of like going, comparing myself to, like, Weird Al or something like that, but going, aren't you Weird Al? I've heard so much about you. Honey. What is it you do again? So, I poke fun. I'm not, you know, I'm not ragging on you at all there, Kasari. Welcome to the madness. I understand she is listening right now because she sent me a message right now with a bunch of exclamation points because I'm talking about her. I'm assuming it's a her. All right.
I expect that sort of stuff here.
Mm. So it's just kind of weird. All right.
So.
Yes. Whoop, I can close this window. Eva Goda is alive. All right.
Cheered.
What's that?
So we already cheered about that.
Yes. All right. Let's see. What am I about to do here?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm sitting in my house. I'm talking, having a good time. Can we just say that people are idiots as a whole?
How so?
Oh, I'm just talking. I just glanced on an article about the riots that are going on in Seattle right now. Friggin' idiots.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Whatever. We're rioting! Why? We don't know! We're just freaking rioting! Whatever. Don't care. I don't live in Seattle. We're safely an hour away.
Yeah, now you wonder why I live up here.
Oh, brother. Okay, well, you know what? It's 7:45.
And that means what?
And that means... Yes, it's time for the 10 questions of doom. Here's how we play, folks. I got 10 questions I'm going to be asking Eloquent Jenna. She is going to answer some of them right, some of them not right, possibly median on some of them. Depending on how many questions she gets, that's how many tells I want to receive. So, for example, if she gets 5 correct, the 5th person to send me a tell will receive a random item from the Sony swag box by U.S. mail. Are you ready?
I guess so.
All right. Now, here's the thing for this week. I did not prepare anything over the weekend. I was gaming. I was actually involved in the game for once.
And that's a crime?
No. It just means I wasn't prepared for today, really. What's going on is this week's questions are all taken from the news. We have real-life questions.
And if I haven't been paying attention to the news?
Then I guess nobody wins. But what I've done was, just to make it fair, I have worded the questions in a way that give away the answer.
Oh, boy.
So just listen to how I'm wording the questions. You might guess the answer, okay?
Well, folks, this is either going to be really, really super easy, and I will get 10. Or it's going to be really, really hard, and I'm going to bomb.
Oh, no. I'm listening to the wrong music. We can't game with this music. Hold on a sec.
What are you listening to?
Oh, it's just the regular EQ music that I normally play in the background. We need the Cheez-It music.
Cheez-It music?
Yeah, come on. Get in there. There we go. Cheez-It's music. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. All right. I have not specially worded this one, but you've probably heard about it.
Okay.
A California man has sued BMW over a particularly painful 2-year problem. What is it?
What?
A California man has sued BMW over a particularly painful problem that he's had for the last 2 years. You can skip it if you don't know it. I don't expect you to get them all.
Hemorrhoids?
No, sorry. All right. This has either been called the greatest or the most irresponsible thing ever. Florida grandparents are in jail tonight because they went for a drive with their granddaughter. Why did it make the news? You had to have heard about this one.
I don't know, because maybe they didn't have a license?
Well, no, I thought for sure you would have heard about that one. Okay. No. In the, well, duh, section of the news, why is Octomom back in the headlines?
Oh, I guess she's going to do porn. But she's only going to do it with herself.
You know what? I'm going to give that one. That's not the one I was looking for, but I'll give it to you.
That's the latest one I've heard.
Well, we'll go over it after. But that's like the second story she was in. All right. Number four. A Polish man learns the hard way you shouldn't visit your dentist if you just broke up with her. What happened?
Yeah, she yanked all his teeth out.
Correct. Number five. An Australian billionaire taunts history itself by vowing to build a truly unsinkable what?
He's going to build the Titanic 2.
Correct. Inmates making decals for Vermont State police vehicles hide what in the graphics?
A cow. Oh, wait a minute. It was a pig on the cow.
Correct. A cow spot in the shape of a pig. All right. States have really weird laws. Washington State has once outlawed something that Mr. Owl tried to get to the center of, and no one seems to know why.
Tootsie Roll Pop? Tootsie Pop?
That's right.
Oregon did, Washington outlawed Tootsie Pops?
We'll get to it in a minute. Okay.
Holy crap.
No one knows why, but an 11-year-old student sure was pissed when he did what to $36,000 in school Mac laptops?
Pissed on him?
Correct. We all know that texting while doing, anything, is a generally bad idea, but a Michigan woman got all wet when she did what?
Text while driving.
No.
All right, fine.
And last but not least, number 10. Speaking of the dangers of texting, we all saw the video. What happened to a young woman in China this week while using her cell phone?
Oh, she fell in a hole, a sinkhole.
That's right. Now let's go over the questions here. I'm looking for number 8. I think that's your best one yet.
No, I've gotten 8 before.
All right, so
my average is about 7.
Send, tell, now. Go ahead and click on my name and select send, tell, or just tell, and send me anything, yo, hi, whatever. And I'm going to pick number 8 to win a prize. It doesn't matter if you won before. I don't think we've had any repeats in a while. So I'm looking for number 8. Now let's go over the questions. Number 1. Well, let me bring up my screen again. Number 1, a California man has sued BMW because he claims that vibrations and a unfortunately placed seam in his seat on his BMW motorcycle caused him to have a priapism for 2 years.
Yeah, he's had a constant erection now.
He has had a constant erection for 2 years, and he's blaming the seat on his BMW motorcycle.
I wasn't thinking BMW motorcycle.
You don't think BMW when you think motorcycles, do you?
No, I did not think of I thought of car BMW. But I heard the guy, but I didn't hear what... I missed what sort of bike he was riding.
Ah, okay. Okay. Called either the greatest or most irresponsible thing ever, Florida grandparents are in jail because they were towing their granddaughter in a toy car behind their own truck.
Oh, I think I quit reading that one because the kid died at that, didn't they?
No. No, kid was fine. They apparently attached the granddaughter's toy vehicle to their truck using a dog leash, and was towing her around the neighborhood. Well, people saw it, called the police. So they're in jail for, like, reckless endangerment or something like that. But,
well,
yeah,
you know,
I understand the kid's fine.
I read and I go,
So,
and I don't
yeah,
read because I'm afraid of what's going to happen.
Yeah, so the kid's fine. Nothing happened, but it was reckless endangerment.
That really didn't sound like it was going to end well.
Yeah. You can stop sending tells, folks. I've got eight. We'll announce our winner in just a minute. In the section of the news, Octomom. What I was looking for was Octomom has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, gee, you have a total of 14 children. You don't have a job. You've been on welfare since the 8 were born. And you're filing for bankruptcy? Really? You mean the sponsors didn't come through? I'm sorry, that woman pisses me off. Something awful. I got no sympathy for her. Although, like you stated, she said to make money, she will do porn as long as it's solo.
Yeah, she won't touch somebody else. She won't let anybody else touch her.
Right. I'm sorry.
So do you think anybody out there really watched to pay her masturbate?
Oh, fuck no. I'm sorry. Maybe crossing the line for some people here, but I do not want to see that pussy.
Don't want to go spelunking?
Oh, hell no. I mean, it's going to be like, you know, it's going to be something like, hello! Sorry. No. 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 Bad. Bad Octomom. Well, she was bad to begin with, but anyway. Okay. Where am I?
You're upstairs.
Oh, you're right. Okay, there we go. Polish man has learned the hard way you shouldn't visit your dentist if you just broke up with her. She knocked him out with laughing gas and blah, 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 blah. Pulled all of his teeth. It is now facing 2 years in jail for aggravated assault. And I would imagine
that was really stupid on his part.
Well, stupid on his part, but you know, I'm sorry. I see this a lot. Women just do crazy shit and they think they can get away with it. You know, it's kind of like that song by Carrie Underwood, "Before He Cheats." She goes off and just destroys her boyfriend's car. Sorry, but that shit's illegal. I don't care how badly your boyfriend has pissed you off. You can't go. You're not going to get away with that shit. And girls think they can get away with it. And I'm sorry, it's not going to. If you went ape shit on me and, like, wrecked my computer or something like that, guess what? You'd be paying for it. Simple as that. I mean, at least when I break shit, I break my own shit.
True.
All right, so let's see here. Australian billionaire taunts history itself by vowing to build a truly unsinkable version of the Titanic.
Well, it's going to be an exact replica.
I did.
They're going to have extra special features to it.
Well, yeah, they're going to reinforce it. It's going to be a truly modern ship, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to look like the Titanic, but it's going to have all the safety features of a modern ship.
And they're
going to
do the same cruise. Do you think they're tempting fate?
Could be tempting fate. Could be. Four years after the 100th anniversary. I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. You know, the Titanic 2 didn't hold too well in Futurama, that cartoon series.
Yeah.
Of course, the Titanic 2 in that aspect was a space liner that, you know, crashed into a planet. But all right, let's see. Inmates making decals for Vermont State Police vehicles. Okay, the crest for the Vermont State Police has a field and a cow. Well, they changed one of the spots and made it into a pig. Yeah. Okay.
You have to look real close.
Apparently it went for like a year or something like that without being noticed. But someone finally caught on.
I'm sorry, that's hilarious to me.
Okay, weird state law. No one knows why. It's on the books, but I have not found a precedent for why. And I looked. For some reason, Washington State has the law banning lollipops. Apparently, it's not enforced, or it's been repealed since, but it is on the books that Washington State has banned lollipops.
That really sucks. Come on.
Sorry, I didn't have my screen up. I bet that bill would take a licking now. Oh, whoever drew that up with a real stick in the mud.
So you're that, they're a real sucker. Okay.
Probably caused a few sticky situations.
That's crazy.
All right.
Jeez. Are we still on questions?
Yeah, let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, an 11-year-old student. God, I didn't write down where they were from. But an 11-year-old student caused $36,000 in damage when he urinated on Macintosh, on Mac laptops, and, well, they don't call them PCs, but, you know, the desktop models.
Yeah.
At his school. No one knows what he did. I mean, why he did it. He just did it. All right. We all know texting while doing anything is generally a bad idea, but a woman got all wet when she fell off a pier in Michigan while she was texting and had to be rescued.
Oh, that's a new one. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. Well, see, when I can't find questions, I just look up weird news. Yeah.
Some of that weird news I do keep up with.
Yeah, just look at weird news. Let's see. What can I ask real quick? Yeah. Well, he was really pissed off. Got anything?
It's just a little wiener.
Anyway. Pardon me. And a young woman in China, this video has gone viral all over the world, was using her cell phone while walking down the street in China when a sinkhole opened up and the sidewalk she was walking on collapsed, and basically the sidewalk just swallowed her up.
Well, it was kind of weird because it's just a square.
Well, yeah, know? Well, it broke along the seam, yeah.
It's
but
weird.
She just walking along, all of a sudden, poof, she's gone.
The square of sidewalk she was standing on just went. Yep,
yep. Yeah. Apparently, you know, from the looking at the video, you know, there was a cab driver that was driving by just when she went down, and he stopped and ran out to help her and, you know, called for help, and he tried getting in the hole to help her too because she could see he could see her down there, and she's fine. She and the cab driver are fine, but he got stuck too trying to get her out.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he got stuck too. But, yeah, both cab driver and woman are fine. But, yeah, that's, you don't hear much about sinkholes anymore. But
well, yeah. They usually don't happen a whole lot. But,
oh, wait.
Wow, a sidewalk. Usually it's a street that becomes,
sinkhole. Chattarella is saying that it was actually a well. That it was actually a well, and the Chinese did not seal it properly, so water was going under the sidewalk and created the sinkhole.
Oh, joy.
All right. All right, so let's see who's our winner this week. Looking for number 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nichelle? Nichelle from the Antonia Vale server. N-E-S-H-I-E-L. Nichelle has won random swag from the swag box. What I need you to do, Nichelle, is send me an in-game message. Mail, with your real mailing address, so I can mail you an item from the swag box. Okay, I'm being told it is Nish Eel. Nish Eel. All right, so, yeah, send Jethel an in-game mail with your real mailing address, and I'll get you an item out from the swag box. Here we go. I'm sorry, Janinja, you didn't win, although I think you have access to more swag than me.
Yeah, but it's swag that you've touched.
It's true. You know what? Whatever I send Nashiel, I'm going to autograph. I used to do that when we used to do the I used to send rubber duckies, mm-hmm. and have Cheez-It autograph them.
That's cute.
So yes, well, whatever Nashiel gets, I will autograph. Oh, that was quick. I have unread mail. Oh, that's right. You don't need to get to a mailbox anymore. I forgot about that.
What?
No, hit your EQ2 button and you'll see mail.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the only time you need to get to a mailbox is if you have an attachment.
Oh, well, that's nice. I like that feature. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so I have the...
little things I miss. Sorry.
Yeah, that's been around for almost a month. I'm surprised you didn't know about that.
I just see the little thing pop up and go, oh, I got to head to the mailbox, and that's, you know.
Mm-hmm. So there we go. Well, I think we're going to take a music break. When we come back, we'll talk about your adventures in Sky Shrine.
Okay.
And more GU63 stuff. We are enjoying this one.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
You'll see.
Okay. All right, we'll be back. Alrighty, and we have returned. And before the break, you went, meh, about loving the area. What's going on?
Well, you know, I did. You know, I was running all the quests, enjoying them,
yeah.
Picking up all the shinies, you know, because I had heard that you could get a dragon mount.
Oh, right.
From one of the collection quests, and I'm thinking... Oh boy, this is a collection of a collection, because everything you're getting in the Withered Lands gives you an item and a collectible piece for a further collection. And I'm thinking, oh, cool, you know. So I decided I'd get busy and I finished them all off and turned them in and, you know, got all the collection to the collection, and there was no mount.
What did you get from the collection of the collection?
I got an item that turns me into a muck man.
Ew.
Yeah. And I was like, really? I thought maybe that's what you'd get when you finished all the ones from flying.
Right.
No.
No, the one from flying is a belt, isn't it?
You'd get a nice belt I was really impressed with.
Don't
so I'm thinking, well, maybe all the collections from the solo instances, you know? Maybe that will, because there's quite a few little piles of sand you got to get. No. You get a piece that's for a collection of a collection again, so... Which leads to something called, Air something. Let me look it up real quick.
Look it up real quick, because I don't know. I haven't done it yet.
So the only way, you know, and I know that there's collection pieces up in the contested areas and such, so... It looks like that you'd have to get all the collections, all the shinies, and it looks like to be at least three or four.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's more than that. Hang on, I'm getting there. Errors above the ground. And you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 10 other collections to collect and finish to add to this one here, which might give you the dragon mount. So there's no way for anybody who's a crafter to get a mount, a dragon mount.
Aww.
That I know of, and the finishing this collection of collection that happens to be in contested areas that you have to be in at least a group to get through. Maybe if you're lucky and you have enough plat, you could buy them all off the broker. So I was a little crestfallen at the fact that, wow, there's really no way to get a dragon mount unless, you know, I can finish all the quests in Sky Shrine, which again are group related, which isn't really a bad thing. I've been doing okay. I'm up to... What part am I up to now?
I don't know.
I have to go kill a dragon. Her name is... I'm on Hello Again, a Friend of a Friend, where you have to go kill Olavius Ironwing. This is her name. So far, it's not possible. Haven't got a group together enough that's will do it. Yeah, Elizabethan's a little further than me. And that's the thing I've seen so far. It's like, you know, I had a friend of mine help me get up to, you know, past the beginning ones. And after that, it was pretty easy to find groups to continue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, two steps forward, three back. It's very hard to find other people who are on the same step with you. They're either further ahead or a little bit behind. And if they're kind, they come along and they help get you up.
Well, you see, that's the kind of problem I had during my epic. It's like, hey, let's go do this. Well, we're doing this. Well, I want to do that. I came into this group and you knew I needed to do this. Well, we're not going that way in the dungeon. You fucking bastards! And then I would gate out.
So far, this has not happened. So far, the groups I've seen so far are willing to at least go back a couple steps, get the person forward. But the problem I've seen for these people who are willing to go help other people is by the time it gets to their step to go progress further, the group breaks up.
Oh, that sucks.
So these people are being nice and taking a step back and helping.
Mm-hmm.
Domino
makes the comment, clearly you should be soloing it.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could. Me and Blurt, man. Kicking butt, taking names.
Don't you wish you could hire another merc? Get up a whole group.
So, you know, I can see it's really cool if you got a group of friends that you guys are usually on and play at the same time and everybody says, okay, let's go do these. And you continue doing them in a group situation. But it's a little rougher on, like me. I'm persistent. I will stay up there, and I will camp in Sky Shrine until I find other people who are on that step, and I will weasel my way into their group and go. And then I've got some friends that you know, are nice, and they've helped other people get up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what breaks my heart, is I'm with them still, and the group breaks up. And I can't help them get any further. We need more people. But I'm willing to help them continue if we can get some more people. And that's the problem, is getting more people that want to continue to go.
Aww.
There's going to be a lot of people I do not see ever getting them out because, one, you know, I wasn't one of those people that went to the very end of the zone and started the quests up there. I actually, you know, worked my way up through. So I know a lot of people have gone further. But every time I go into Sky Shrine, there's two instances. There's people all standing around. It's very laggy in there because of the amount of people. I'm not sure if it's because of raids
to go into the
raid instances.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. I mean, I look at WoW, sorry, but they have a plethora of dragons coming out their butt.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get dragons, it's sort of like the big carrot at the end of the stick that everybody's going to be striving for, which is okay for now, I guess. But you guys are going to have to cut loose with some more dragons eventually down the line here.
Oh, I'm sure they'll show up on the marketplace eventually.
So yeah, I was a little disappointed going, well, I did all these collections and there's no dragon, so the only way to get a dragon is if you have a group to get the... And if you have a group to go into these instances where the shinies are for the collection in the first place, then, you know, what, it's just a different color of dragon, whoop-de-doo. I thought maybe it was a different way to get a dragon if you couldn't go and get the group-type situations.
Right.
So I was a little kind of, really? Okay. These are the rules. I'll play.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've met some really good people so far in some groups up there, but it's just, and it's interesting to see some kill stealers coming along off and on, and there's trains, and there's fighting over the mobs that are needed to further quests. You know, it can be fun sometimes. It can be a little frustrating. But I guess I am still enjoying the series.
Good.
So there you go.
Well, you'll get there eventually, hon. I know, you know.
Oh, I know.
Finding, you know, pickup groups suck. There's no getting around it. It sucks. That's one of the reasons why, when it comes to stuff like that, if I see in the quest information, you're really going to need a couple of groups for this, screw it, I'm out. Because you know me, I get frustrated way too easily.
Well, you'd be a little frustrated. The dragon part that I'm on now is a dragon that, really, if the group's paying attention, I've done this type of encounter before, and I don't mind this one. You have to have a tank and an off tank. And the off tank's got to target these blob things that show up. They have to be taken down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they are allowed to live, they will eventually blow everybody off the platform.
Ooh.
And then the dragon will summon you back and then do a nasty AoE and kill everybody. And I've done this type of encounter before where, you know, you have an off tank, you target through the off tank targets the things, you get rid of them, and you go back to the main target, and then, you know, you keep going back and forth. You just have to have a group that's willing to work in that setting. That's
right.
Not one of my favorite encounters, but I like the ones where you do have adds you have to burn down before you could do more damage to the creature. I like those. Those are a little bit better.
All right.
It's going to take a full group to do this. We were mucking about with... the mercs are nice, and they're good in a pinch, but there's only so far you could take them in there with you.
Yeah. All right. It'll get better, hon. You'll get it. Let's see here. There's nothing new on the marketplace this week.
No, but we could talk about the RSI armor.
We can, but just a moment. I actually, I promised to do something here. Let me look at my notes. We're going to be featuring a home this week.
Hmm?
We're featuring a home this week, a Tenebrous Island Refuge on the Antonia Bale server belonging to Mel Millis. Mel Millis, let me paste that. Actually, I think she's listening. Let's see here. Mel Millis, there we go. Mel Millis got some nice buildings in there. And there's a bakery. Which
bakery?
Is fantastically done. I'm actually going to go there. Let's see here. I don't know if she's done anything different since I've been there. Oh, yeah, I forgot I haven't reset my AAs yet, so I'm running slow! You don't realize how slow you run until you've been running at 93.5% for a while. It's like, now I'm down to 6%. I'm like, God, this is really freaking slow.
You're used to watching smoke come out your ass.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, he's a wood elf, see? The bun's moving really fast when you get it? Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, then.
Nobody likes bun humor.
Bun humor?
Bun humor.
I like honey buns.
Nice. Wood elf buns.
Wood elf buns.
Made of the finest mahogany.
Corel says he's going to give me a big hug. Corel gives everyone a big hug. I used to thought that maybe he was hitting on me or something like that. But apparently Corel just hugs everybody. And there he is. He's actually in the form of a blue baby dragon right now. All right.
Aww.
He's a cool little baby dragon. I'm going to give him a hug, too. Hug. Cool baby dragon. All right, so let's see. South Kinos at the node for the prestige houses. Visit It is a Tenebris portal. Looking for Mel Millis. There she is, Mel Millis, and enter. There we go. And I hope I don't lose the stream. If I lose the stream, I'll be right back. No, still says we're encoding. We are encoding. So, all right. Mel Millis's Tenebris Island Refuge. Yeah, there's a bakery in here. It just looks awesome. Let's see. Where is the bakery? There's the bakery. I'm going back to the bakery. There are only two people in here right now, me and Corral. So come on down, folks, if you're on the Antonia Vale server. If you go off to the left once you port in, or I guess you can take the, there is a house portal here. There is a nice bakery. I actually posted pictures on my Facebook page a couple weeks ago. Looks really nice. Got a nice curtained entrance, which is actually the Tapestries of Valor, the long purple tapestries. She's got those offset at an angle, so it looks like a curtain. Very nice. Got some pastries. Got some seats here so people can sit down and eat pastries. And there's cakes and pies in the display. And there is a Divin Wayfarer here to take your order. And there's ovens and display cases and cakes on display in the window. It looks really nice. Are you coming,
cool.
Hon? You're not coming, are you?
Well, you want? I can if you don't mind me, you know, interrupting the stream.
No, I think you'll be fine. It's because, you know, it's running on mine.
Okay. Well, let me join with you.
Okay.
Join with me.
Invite
you. Together, we will rule the bakery.
Okay.
I will always say I am so grateful for the
Call of the Veteran.
Call of the Veteran. I am so grateful for that. That has been so handy so many times.
Love the Call of the Veteran. Whoever came up with that, you can have Elquin for the night. Seriously. Love that spell.
Teleport. Yeah, it's so nice to pull people in or help people get to where you're going. And
invite Janinja. Oh, Janinja, you're already in a group.
He may not be able to. He could just come to you if he's... He's probably on his account, Sony account.
Hmm.
He could just port to you.
So,
teleport to your location.
Yeah.
See, it used to be teleport, backslash teleport, and then person's name.
Mm-hmm.
If they still use the same commands as guides a long time ago.
Okay, well, apparently Janinja was grouped with Mel Millis. So I'm over here in front of the bakery.
Let's do a raid on this place. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're going to raid the bakery.
Get it done. Invite raid.
We're all going to get a nice sugar high, and we'll raid the bakery, and we'll just run around going...
Oh, this is very nice. Very nice.
Yep, come on in the bakery here. Nice and sweet.
Oh, my goodness. I love the windows. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they did a very nice job.
Now, they used the
round platform.
Pristine stained tapestry of valor.
Yep.
As sort of like a...
curtain, yes. That's what I said.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is a nice bakery here.
Well, you could... they made use of the housing editor, which there's a new one out of, you were talking about.
Yes, yes. For those of you who don't know, if you're a housing and dungeon designer, there is a brand new housing editor available. See, I believe my link from kithacore.org still works. Let me see here. If you go to kithacore.org, go all the way down to the bottom under EQ2 links, you will see the EQ2 house editor, layout editor, and you can click on that.
Oh, and wow. Somebody finally found a good use for those pristine, eccentric cedar stools. I like the way she did with them there.
What are they sunk down or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sunk into the floor.
Now, these pastry things she's got in the window over here, mm-hmm. if I remember right, those are from the, It's up in not Stonebrunt.
Now, you're talking about the pastry displays or the pedestals?
The pastry displays themselves.
Ah.
They come from that ship up there.
Let's see.
Somebody's going to come up with the name. Yeah, Vigilant.
Yeah, I will link them.
Oh, that reminds me. Since I'm a little older, I wonder if I can stick my nose in there with a blurt and find out what's going on.
There we go.
Why do I keep getting
What?
I keep getting the window popping up to enter like a house.
Oh, is there a thing over here?
No, I had it when I first came in. It might be having a UI, still a UI bug.
Yeah, you may have to reset your UI.
Yeah, it's weird. And she's using blue marble poles as pedestals underneath the things.
Yep.
I mean, I can almost smell.
It looks good.
The baked goods in that room. That is excellent. Very excellent room.
Yeah, the only thing in the center of the island is a gazebo, which I understand is a makeout spot for her visitors.
But it's a very nice gazebo.
But if you come around the back of the bakery, there's actually some stuff back here, too. There's a genie who's ready to kill you, and... No.
The genie.
The Divin, whatever the heck they're called. But, yep, there's a target area, you know, an archery range beyond the bakery. And...
She's got rooms behind the bakery.
Yes.
I mean, rooms... I'm in the rooms. I found the bathroom.
Oh, you did?
Yes, there's a bathroom in here. Bless your soul. I hate running all the way to Stormbrunt.
Stormhold.
Stormhold, sorry. But yeah, there's a bathroom in there. One of the doors.
Yep. No, I have been in here.
He's the butcher back here. He's got to be.
Probably. He's cutting up meat for meat pies.
His name's not Sweeney, is it?
The worst pies in Kinos. I'm lost.
You stuck in the doors?
I'm stuck in the doors. There's a lot of doors here. Where's the way out? Ah! Where's the way out?
Oh, I like it. She's using the water that's coming from the island above.
Mm-hmm.
And she created a really nice fountain area with rocks and stuff. I didn't recognize what part of the island this was until I walked over and looked up and went, oh, nice. Nicely done.
Janinja is here and he's using one of the toilets.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm going to share this to Facebook and Twitter.
He's a little clockwork.
CJ. Ninja using toilet in...
Are you taking a picture of him going potty? He's a clockwork. He's just going to leave oil. this is unusual. The rocks up front have lost their collision.
Really?
Yeah. At least I'm watching myself walk through most of them. And I've used these stones before.
God, I'm still trying to find my way the hell out of here. There it is. Okay. I got it.
So am I standing on these rocks or in them? Where are you going?
I don't know. Where are you?
I'm behind you.
Oh, there you are. All right.
Yeah, am I standing in these rocks or... Well,
yeah,
I'm seeing...
You are standing in the rocks.
Yeah, this shouldn't be... They should have collision.
No, I'm walking through them too.
That's weird. And I know what they are. They're the stone tables, aren't they? Huh. I'm not getting any... I can't even examine one.
Apparently, Mel Millis is telling me that if you have a free spot open... free character slot open. They do have naked gnome races up here. Well, now, Millis, let me know when you normally do that.
He'll come up and be your gunman. You know, on your mark, ready, set, go, click.
On your mark, get set, go. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Little gnome penis flapping in the breeze.
Oh, hon. Oh, these are pretty.
Mm-hmm. You got a nice gazebo here in the center.
Using the pattern blue pillows.
Yeah, of course, we can say hi to Domino. Domino is here. See,
on a low men table.
Okay.
Human low table. And then they put the pillows on it. It looks nice. It looks like lawn furniture. My God, that's so cool.
Yep, it looks very nice.
Excellent use. Excellent.
Last time I was up here, there were a couple of Sarnaks making out.
The clinic? You're saying don't forget to see the clinic?
Yeah, the clinic is to the, I want to say, the east.
I'll just follow you.
No, wait. You got to take a portal. Portal. Yeah, she's made a clinic. It actually looks like a mini hospital.
You know, you got that fire thing on your back?
Yes, I know. It's my butt.
So when I say your butt smoking, it's really on fire instead.
Oh, okay. So yeah, take the portal to the clinic, and there is a hospital here.
Well, there's the waiting room.
Yep, waiting room with an administrator behind the desk.
Fish tanks in the entranceway.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of clinic is it? Do I want to know?
Is it insane?
I keep getting...
Hmm?
I keep getting,
Oh, another bathroom.
Wow!
What?
I don't know why, but, I'm getting the, you know, like the window that comes up when you enter a house, or like when you're at your guild house and you use the housing portal?
Yeah.
I'm getting that up, and I can see... Mine, I'm not listed in there, but... Huh.
Weird.
7 Freedom Road. 13 Tranquil Way.
Huh. That's really strange.
Infectors. Crazy Crafters.
So, like a house portal in your Lindens. Guild hall. That's really...
Millis. Yes, I'm seeing that she's got one in Kino's Village, Lava Storm, Silverleaf Inn. It's weird. I'm seeing everybody else. I don't see
okay,
any of my
so
own.
So you're getting the leave the house window.
No.
Yes,
I'm
yes
getting
you are.
The choice window.
Yes, if you do a slash house and click leave house, that list comes up.
Oh, well, I keep getting that.
That's very strange that keeps popping up for you.
Well, it's... If there's a place in here of stirrups, I'm going to scream.
No, I don't think there are
any... Oh, this is nice, though, but it looks like a regular clinic, like a regular doctor's clinic with nice tables.
And... Mm-hmm.
I love how she did the windows. Nice job on the windows.
Yep, and apparently it's in the upper the upper island with the waterfall.
Oh.
Because you can walk right out to the waterfall.
I found another bathroom.
Yep, there's
I
another
like
bathroom
this.
Up there.
There's no waiting for bathrooms up here.
That's right. Come to Mill Millis's Tenebrous Refuge and go poop. Just in the bathrooms, please.
And I found the break room.
Yep. And we have to interrupt things right now to because this doesn't happen enough.
What?
Cheddarella has dinged level 67. And there's your ding. Congratulations, Cheddarella.
How did you get out there?
What do you mean, how did I get out there? I walked.
Oh, is there a spot to go?
Yeah. Why is my phone vibrating?
I don't know. Congrats, Ched. Oh.
Huh?
I didn't know. Whoops. Cool. Well, I'm going to jump.
Oh, maybe my phone's vibrating because I have it on vibrate mode.
Whee! Wow. How much damage did I take?
Oh, no, you missed?
No, I took a lot of damage, but I don't see it for some reason. I must have that shut off. But I went down with a red.
I fell and landed on something solid and didn't take any damage at all. That's strange. All right, so Antonia Bale server, Tenebris Island Refuge on the Kino side, Mel Millis.
Very pretty.
Very nice. Okay, so what else we got to talk about this week?
The pretty dragon I saw.
Pretty dragon. Oh, the one with the
The blinders on.
The veil.
I found out that this was just talking, but suppose there's a lore with the blinders on her eyes like that. It's because without them, she will see past, present, and future all at the same time. So she has to keep her eyes covered.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a picture on my Facebook of her. And when you're doing dabbling in the draconic alchemy, you have to enter this... basically kind of go into the past, to this one area. It's in the Lycerum of the... And I can't say that last name. I'll put it up there. You can say it.
All right, let's see.
You go in there, and there's an instance that you enter, and it's like going into the past, and it's the same Sky Shrine area, except it's like in the past. So you can go into each one of the different wings.
Okay.
And she's in there, and she's gorgeous. She sort of has a cat-like face.
Mm-hmm.
She's got one paw held up, you know, regally. She's pretty, very pretty. I've got a picture of on my Facebook of her.
So that's that looks to me like Lyceum of the Recondite.
Right. There's that one.
Recondite. Yeah.
There's the Covenant District, and then the Tachronic Prime area.
Pardon.
She's over in the Dichronic. Oh, frig. Dichronic Prime area. I don't know why I can't say that word. Triconic. D-R-A-C-O-N-I-A. Why would you say that?
Draconic.
Okay, well, I was getting close.
All right.
But she's very pretty, so if you want to take a look at her, either get up to that point in the quest, or go look at my Facebook pictures. I shared that photo. I was like, oh, I miss going to Old Sky Shrine. I do.
All right.
So that was the only other cool thing.
All right. Well, I haven't gotten much beyond the Withered Lands there. So we have Suicidal Satyrs.
Oh, where are you? Did you leave already?
No, I'm still here. I'm in front of Domino.
And, okay, I see you. I want to give you this thing before I forget. And you need to make me arrows.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I do not want to pay 7 plat for 200 a stack again.
I don't blame you. Oh, and I didn't tell you the other one that I needed. Essence of the Protectors.
I don't have that one.
Well, I needs it!
Essence of the Protectors. Now, no, I'll keep looking for it.
All right. Chatterella wanted me to announce that Skittles Taste the Rainbow, her dungeon, has made the Hall of Fame.
Hooray!
Woo!
Well done. Oh, I will say one thing. One of the cool things I got from the collections of the collections.
Yeah.
And I don't remember which one it is. I'd have to go back and look, but if... you go to Zam and you look up some of the collections. quests. I got a plushie of that black dragon that flies around and knocks you out of the sky.
That is one ugly freaking dragon, man.
Yeah. But it's cool.
Yeah, that is an ugly dragon.
But stay the course, do the quest, and you will learn the lore of what's going on and why the dragon's up there and the whole nine yards.
All right. I'm being told that I missed a birthday. Well, not that I missed a birthday. It's just I didn't have it on my list. Kasari. Kasari's birthday will be on Thursday. Thursday. So for Kasari. All right, so congratulations to Kasari for living yet another year.
Let me see if I can find that one real quick, which one it was.
Hmm? What's that?
The one that gives you the,
The dragon plushie?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Well, I'll make it quick. My voice is starting to hurt.
Sorry.
Now my mouth is starting to hurt. I got a sore. Trista would like to know if you get the little ladybug that follows you around.
Yes, I do. I have the ladybug pet.
Uh-huh. Is it a gigantic ladybug?
No.
Oh, okay. Just a teeny-weeny little ladybug?
No.
Is it a medium-sized ladybug?
Gus! Get up! Move! Go! I got a guess in front of me. Here, I'll bring the stupid little thing up.
And Gus is doing very well.
I'm trying to do two things at once. Where is it?
I don't know.
Lucky bug. Well, however you say that one name.
The lucky bug?
Well, it's a little ladybug. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's more of a Japanese beetle. That's not
it's
a ladybug.
It's a ladybug!
That is not a ladybug.
It's a ladybug.
That's not a ladybug.
It looks like a ladybug to me.
Nope. That's a bug. That's a beetle, not a bug.
Okay. You get that plushie from completing the Weathered Lands Remnants of the Storm. Those are the shinies that you will find high up, like on the rocks and in the trees and other things. I usually find them up high.
Okay.
Sam has a list of reported locations, and they're usually up on the rocks in the Withered Land area. And it's called Effigy of the Storm Queen Plushie, and it's the black dragon that keeps knocking you out of the sky.
Bitch.
And for those of you who don't know, if you do at least the crafting quest line, you will get a cloak that you can wear while you're flying.
Mm-hmm. And if you do a quest in, God, what's the area called? Right next to Sky Shrine. Let me bring up
the tier.
No.
Yeah, something tier.
No. Not the Tears of Tenere. There it is. Elevon. Elevon, something like that. Elevon. If you there is a quest you can do in Elevon that will. That you won't need the cloak anymore.
But it's the quest, craft questing line.
That gives you the cloak that makes it so you can fly without
right.
doing that.
You have to do the crafting quest at the beginning, and then you will be sent to that other area with the satyrs to do the second half, and that's where you get the cloak.
Well, yes, you can do the cloak, but if you do a specific quest in Elevon, you eliminate the storms entirely.
Well, yes, that's
what I was getting at.
You can't do that if you're a quest, if you're a crafter.
No, if you're like a level 1 and a level 92 crafter, you can't do that one now.
Because yes,
it requires you to kill stuff.
That one that brings the other dragon out is part of the end line quest, I believe.
Janine just said it is a quest called The Call Home. Where you, at the end, you talk to a dragon, and you're like, oh, yes, I've seen that female dragon flying around, and she's causing storms and knocking us out of the sky. And the dragon's like, what? Well, I'm going to have a talk with her.
Well, by the time you get past the swamp, you're to this one area, and they've lost contact with Sky Shrine.
Right.
And you have to help them build a communication so they can talk to Sky Shrine and let the dragons know up there what's been going on down below.
Right.
And that's one of the things, is that one dragon is gone nuts.
Gone completely freaking apeshit! Or dragon shit, however you want to say it. But yeah, before we go, we can touch a little bit on the Arisai Heritage Armor that's out. Now, the only thing bad I have to say about it, let me bring it up in my...
Have you tried it on?
What
does it look like on a guy?
I have not tried it on, because I don't have it. I do like it. I like the look of it. Oh, God. Marketplace. There we go. Okay. Home. New. Arisai Heritage Armor. There. Now, maybe it's just the dressing room, but the graphics don't look very sharp to me.
Somebody... Here. She's got it on right here. It looks sharp in person.
Yeah, maybe it's just a dressing room. It looks great on females, though. But honestly, in the dressing room, you know what it looks like? It looks like it was designed for a small character, and it's all blurry and distorted on a full-size character. But, that could be just the dressing room graphics. But I do like the way it looks. I like the face mask. I do like the face mask. It kind of cradles the face on either side.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, if you can make that in different colors.
Well, maybe eventually they will.
Well, I'm not a fan of purple.
And there it is on a regular Arisai body.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it looks good. I'm not a fan of purple. And I'm still waiting for the, I don't know, One Elf Heritage! We were here before the Arisai!
No,
where's our heritage?
Though I don't know why it takes so long to come up with a couple leaves and some vines.
Yeah. Nobrin said that it was still growing. That the Wood Elf armor was still growing. Apparently we're still going to be getting our sack of wet leaves. So, yeah. All right. So, Arisai armor now on the marketplace. Bring in the marketplace again. Da, 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 da. Currently at $19.50.
And I'm very tempted. I probably will.
Well, you like purple, so I can see you getting
it. I look really good in it, but I'm going to have to switch out horses. I have to fly my light colored horse. It doesn't look good with my evil black or red one and stuff. Mm. Yeah.
So there we go. And you know what?
And Blurt's looking at you funny.
Well, he needs to stop it. I'll punch him right in the friggin' nuts. He's the right height for it, you know. And you know what they say when you throw a punch? Aim for 2 feet behind your target.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Wham! Oh! Anyway. All right. Well, that's it. This has been the Jethro Silverwing Show for the 1st of May. May Day, some would say.
Mayo.
Mayo. So this has been the Jethro Silverwing Show for May Day 2012. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Janinja. and Domino for sharing moments with us. I still say I'm going to stuff Domino in a little sack and bring her home with me.
She's gone.
She left. Dang. No, she's still here somewhere. Although I think the Medieval Syndicate would come after me.
I love that name.
The Medieval Syndicate.
Reminds me of Midnight Syndication.
All right, that's it for tonight. I'll probably have the podcast up tomorrow or the day after. I think we had a good show this week. We actually went the full 2 hours.
That's amazing.
I know. Well, my voice is kind of hurting me. I'm going to come downstairs and relax, watch a little TV, and get unwind for bed.
Okay.
All right, folks. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheesy Nibbleman.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.